everybody. It's the Commodore from the Clan of the Grey Wolf, and you are watching the weekly Ringer series here on clanofthegreywolf.com. Before all of you start freaking out, I have indeed switched locations, super secret locations. I warned some of you during the Echo Screen Live past that I was in the middle of a lot of changes and a lot of stuff going on, including one change, which was actually buying a house and moving into that house, which is one of the reasons why there has not been a weekly ringer in a long time, which I apologize for. But I promised this weekend that I would get back to making videos, and getting back to making videos is exactly what I'm doing. So on this episode, I'm going to go back and refresh the question I asked last time about video game encyclopedias, about our favorite video game franchises. And then I'm going to ask you a question this week, which will probably have some of you maybe angry at me, probably according to some of the answers. And but I think should make us ask some very important questions about video gaming and about video gaming culture, specifically conventions here in 2014. I got back from Con Bravo, which was up in Canada as well last weekend. We had a great time. Saw a lot of great people that I respect immensely, and was actually on a panel with Nash, and we had a conversation about an intro to vlogging, and I got to talk a little bit about the show, which is pretty cool. So it made me think about all the times that I had produced an episode for the better part of a year without missing a single week, and remembering how freaking hard that actually was. So, but that being said, it's good to be back making videos outside of the regular program, which, the Echo Screen Live, which is regular, and I love making it, but really I like doing this stuff more, and I have a feeling there's going to be a couple more things I'm very interested in talking about that I'm going to have the freedom to do now that I have kind of a new location. So, you can also see from the shelves behind me, I know none of you asked about this, that it's very, very empty. I haven't moved everything yet. I haven't moved everything into its final resting place. But in any case, you got the location behind me, and the Weekly Ringer is back, and potentially even better than ever. So let's go back to last time. I asked you a question because a long time ago I had noticed that Sega had put out an encyclopedia regarding the universe of Sonic. And I thought that was a really interesting thing to get published. And it made me think a long time ago that from one of the Weekly Ringers, I wanted to ask you guys a question about what video game franchise or what video game universe would you like to see your own encyclopedia for and why? Which is exactly what I did last time. And I got some pretty interesting answers. You know, there were several that were ones that I kind of dug up in my own thought, in my own mind. You know, the ones that kind of pop up that you feel like you'd have to have, like Warcraft, and some of the things that I didn't expect at all, like Pokemon, which makes some sense because of the series and all the narratives that surround it. And I saw a lot of cool things going on in the comments, but I'm gonna have to go with the answer from the enigmatic Tim, who talks about his number one, which is the Elder Scrolls. This is my favorite comment of since last time. Every game takes place in the same world, the same continent. Races from different parts of the world interact in every game. Books, stories, and events from earlier games are referenced in the later ones. Not only is an obscure reference, but actually integrated into the world. History books found in Skyrim tell the tale of the events that happened in Oblivion, describing events you've experienced yourself when you played in the game. It even references Morrowind, some old books that has been around for centuries in both Oblivion and Skyrim, with the exact same content. Now that, to me, sums up exactly why I think this is a great answer. The Elder Scrolls, which now stems a ton of games from the mid-90s PC game that kind of propped up out of nowhere, are really known for these huge, immense experiences in first-person mode. And I think, perspective mode, I should say. You know, the games themselves lend very well to, I think, an encyclopedia, which is something that documents a lot of things that happen, and something that documents a lot of the kind of cultural artifacts, and documents experiences within a particular universe. That's really what an encyclopedia does. It's a place where you can kind of go look up specific referential data about things inside a particular universe. I think Elder Scrolls is an awesome choice, Tim. I agree 100%, particularly because the game itself lends itself toward an encyclopedia. It's one of the reasons I think I would distinguish between something like a Warcraft, which in many ways is very small little slivers of experiences that would have to kind of be sewn in together now that there is a World of Warcraft, even though the World of Warcraft has been around for a long, long time now as a franchise in and of itself. You know, those things kind of had to interweave the small experiences and the small and very limited narrative of the games previous. Elder Scrolls from the beginning has been a George R.R. Martin-esque, even Tolkien-esque kind of huge, large experience. Every single game has been. And because you go and you pick up books, you pick up in some cases encyclopedic books about topics in that universe, I think it works pretty well. This is not to say that any of you made a bad decision with some of the games that you were referencing previously. You know, a Tetris encyclopedia? Interesting. I'd have to be sold on that one. But if you're going strictly by the universe and the game narratives that are out there today, I think it's hard to make a case for something more than Elder Scrolls because of what it actually is, what it stands up to be, and what it continues to be. Because if you look at games like Morrowind, if you look at Oblivion, now you look at Skyrim, they're all incredibly epic experiences in and of themselves. I think they're all very, very good games in their time. I'm not so sure they're replayable, but they're very, very good at their moment. And so I think from my perspective, because each of those games has the same kind of epic experience, it lends itself well toward encyclopedia. Now, before I jump off this topic, I think there are completely other ways to look at this, right? I mean, maybe an encyclopedia should be kind of quick snippets about small entrants along the way. That's very possible, like something like a Mario encyclopedia. Several of you mentioned the Zelda encyclopedia. So there are, I guess, pieces, you know, references out there for games that aren't necessarily supposed to be a part of a larger narrative, which Mario really kind of isn't, right? There's no narrative story structure throughout really the Mario universe. You just kind of have these characters that everybody likes and has personality, but then they kind of get popped into different and unfamiliar settings or different and unfamiliar situations, which becomes kind of their play. So having a Mario encyclopedia to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Whereas having something like an Elder Scrolls encyclopedia, it would be nice when you're playing the next Elder Scrolls game to be able to say, hey, which, you know, emperor was it that actually did X or, you know, shunned the dark elves or whatever? And you can go back and like look that up. That to me makes a lot of sense. I think you could really be creative with it and make it shape like one of the books in the game with kind of the aged paging, stuff like this. I'm just saying, maybe I'm not the one that should be making this, but I definitely would buy it if somebody made it. So if you guys are listening out there, Bethesda, you should totally make that because I would totally buy it. Okay, as I mentioned, it happens to be my answer too, so I'm going to skip right over what would normally be my own opinion, but I agree with Tim this week. It is all about Elder Scrolls. I think that was the perfect choice, and I rest my case with that. Moving on to next week's question, and I'm very, very hopeful at this point that it will be next week and not next month. When we start talking next week, I have a question for you that I had kind of rolled around in my mind at Con Bravo last weekend. Con Bravo is a really cool convention that combines a lot of different kind of geek culture interests together, as many conventions do, be it board gaming, be it kind of television, films, sci-fi, anime, video games, tabletop gaming, all these things kind of come together in a place where they celebrate geek culture at Con Bravo, as are many conventions. My question, though, stems from a thought process I had about this, because I started to think to myself, how are all these things related? What is the glue in some ways that holds these things together? And I tried to establish in my head why some of those things were there and why they were at kind of a quote-unquote geek culture convention. And it wasn't easy to come up with an answer. So I thought I would ask you guys a question for next week that really speaks to this moment, okay, or speaks to that thought that I had at that moment. So the question for the next Weekly Ringer is as follows. Why are video games and anime usually grouped together in geek culture? That's the question for next time. I just seem to see that in, you know, so many places. You go to, you know, obviously in Japan, they're very closely related. You go to conventions here, they're closely related. People, if you search for stuff on Amazon, you find they're related somehow. They suggest you buy other stuff from the other, from one or the other. I don't really get it. I'm not sure. So that's why I'm asking for your help. So answer me that for next time. And thank you as always for watching and staying with me here on the Weekly Ringer series. I am the Commodore from the Clan of the Grey Wolf, and there is no reset button.